South Dakota Bankers Association Legislative Update, March 8, 2024. After the ninth week and the 37th legislative day, only one legislative day remains. Day 38 is the final day of the 99th legislative session, which will be held on March 25, a day reserved for consideration of gubernatorial vetoes. The South Dakota Senate and the House of Representatives wrapped up debate on the final bills in their respective chambers mid-afternoon on Thursday, March 7. So far this session, Governor Noem has signed into law 89 House bills and 69 Senate bills, with 75 bills that have passed both bodies remain in the office of the governor for her consideration. At the time of this writing, the governor has not vetoed any 2024 bills. In comparison, the governor vetoed 5 measures during the 2023 session, and the veto override efforts failed on all 5 bills. Updates on bills we've been tracking can be viewed below. House Bill 1118, an act to revise unclaimed property provisions. This bill was recently introduced by Representative Tony Van Huysen, District 13, to require all operational expenses for unclaimed property to be paid from the general appropriations in the General Appropriations Act. This bill was heard before the House Committee on Appropriations on February 20th. The bill sponsor proposed an amendment, 1118B, which provided clarity to claims and costs incurred in examining records of holders of property. The amended bill, 1118B, passed out of the House Committee on Appropriations by a 5-3 vote and the full body of the House by a 39-30 vote. On March 26, this measure passed the Senate Committee on Appropriations by a 7-2 margin and the Senate by a 23-10 vote. This bill has been signed by the House Speaker and the President of the Senate and was delivered to the Governor on March 4th for her consideration and signature. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 38, an act to amend the amount a merchant or place of business may assess against return checks. This bill was introduced by Senator Michael Roll, District 1, that allows a merchant or a place of business to post a notice stating that a fee will be assessed against return checks. The change to the statute increases the fee from $40 to $60. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with a 9-0 vote and subsequently passed out of the Senate 29-0. The House Commerce and Energy Committee passed this measure out of committee on a 12-1 and the full 12-1 vote and the full House with a 50-16 vote. Having passed both bodies, this measure was delivered to the governor and signed by the governor on February 5. Senate Bill 58, an act to revise provisions regarding money transmission. This bill had its first reading in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee and was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation at the request of the Director of Banking. This is a repeal and replace bill to remove inefficiencies from the process of licensing and supervision of money transmitters. It implements a model law developed between the state and the industry to achieve a higher degree of coordination between states. Banks remained exempt under this model language. After the introduction of this bill, the South Dakota Division of Banking offered an amendment to clarify certain provisions of this measure and was introduced as Amendment 58B. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with an 8-0 vote and the Senate by a 29-2 margin. The bill sponsor proposed Amendment 58C, which adds additional clarifications to the bill's intent. This measure passed the House Commerce and Energy Committee as amended by an 11-2 margin and passed out of the House by a 51-18 vote. This bill was sent back to the Senate for concurrence on the amendment and passed by a 31-3 margin. This measure was delivered to the governor on March 5 for her consideration and signature. The SDBA continues to monitor. Senate Bill 95, an act to exempt one motor vehicle of a debtor from being taken by the legal process. This bill, recently introduced by Senator Liz Larson, District 10, provides an additional carve-out for one motor vehicle not to exceed $5,000 would be exempt for each debtor. This bill was assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and its hearing was held on February 13. This measure was sent to the 41st day, subsequently killing this measure with a 5-2 vote. The SDBA testified in opposition to this measure. House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. This bill was brought by the SDBA with Representative Mike Stevens, District 18, as its prime sponsor in the House, and Senator David Wheeler, District 22, as prime sponsor in the Senate. This measure is intended to prohibit the state of South Dakota from accepting a central bank digital currency as a form of payment. The genesis of this bill stems from the debate regarding the adoption of the 2022 amendments to the Uniform Commercial Code during the 2023 legislative session. This bill's hearing was February 2nd and passed out of House State Affairs with a 13-0 vote. This measure was placed on the consent calendar and was passed out of the House with a 64-1 margin. This bill was heard before the Senate State Affairs Committee on February 14 and passed out of committee on an 8-1 vote and subsequently passed the Senate with a 32-1 vote. This measure was delivered to the governor on Thursday, February 22, and was signed by the governor on February 27. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. House Bill 1163, an act to amend the provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This measure was initiated by the South Dakota Retailers and the South Dakota Chamber, along with support from a number of South Dakota business lobbies, including the SDBA. This bill is to amend the provisions to update the UCC regarding digital assets. Representative Mike Stevens, District 18, is the House prime sponsor, with Senator David Wheeler, District 22, as the prime sponsor in the Senate. This bill has been assigned to the House State Affairs Committee. This bill hearing was held February 2nd and passed out of the House State Affairs Committee with a 12-1 vote. This measure was debated on the House floor on February 5 and passed out of the House with a 44-21 margin. The Senate State Affairs Committee heard this bill on February 14 and passed out of committee with an 8-0 vote and the full Senate by a vote of 27-6. This bill was delivered to the governor on Friday, February 23, and signed by the governor on February 27. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. Senate Concurrent Resolution 603. This concurrent resolution opposes the adoption and development of a central bank digital currency. This resolution serves as an additional point of emphasis in support of House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. Concurrent Resolution 603 passed in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with an 8-1 vote and passed the Senate by a 32-1 margin and the House by a margin of 69-0. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. House Bill 1199, an act to repeal certain provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This bill was introduced by Representative Auk, District 18, intends to repeal language specific to Article 8 of the UCC that deals with investment securities. This measure was heard before the House State Affairs Committee on February 7 and was defeated by an 11-1 vote, sending this bill to the 41st day, killing the bill. Although House Bill 1199 was sent to the 41st day in committee, the bill's sponsor invoked Joint Rule 7-7, known as a smokeout. This rule requires one-third of the House to support the motion to reconsider, needing a total of 24 votes, to support the motion and to smoke it out. The members of the House supported the motion by the sponsor, receiving greater than one-third, therefore sending the bill back to the House State Affairs Committee for reconsideration. The committee, in turn, sent the measure back to the House with a do-not-support recommendation by a 12-1 margin. On February 15, the second part of the smokeout rule required 50% of the body to calendar the bill for debate on the House floor. The motion failed by a 41-26 margin. This bill is dead. The SDBA testified in opposition to this measure. House Bill 1247, an act to provide consumer protections through fair access to financial insurance products and services. This bill was introduced by Representative Auk, District 18, and intends to protect consumers from discrimination by financial institutions based on unsafe and unsound practices. This bill was heard before the House Commerce and Energy Committee on February 15. The bill's sponsor requested the bill to be tabled, claiming it is not ready for prime time, noting defeat of the bill. The rule states a bill that is being tabled is a non-debatable motion, therefore passing by a 12-0 margin. The sponsor plans to bring a similar bill back in 2025. the SDBA opposed this bill. Senate Bill 211, an act to revise notarial acts. This bill was introduced by Senator Wheeler, District 22, and intends to allow for any document to be recorded or filed in a registered of deeds office to include electronic signatures executed and notarized in accordance with the requirements of the bill. The SDBA testified in favor of this bill and passed out of the Senate Judiciary with a 7-0 vote and passed the Senate 33-0. This measure was heard before the House Judiciary on February 23rd and passed the committee by 11-1 margin. This measure was passed by the House by a 61-9 vote. This bill has been signed by the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate and was delivered to the Governor on March 4 for her consideration and signature. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. House Bill 1231, an act to place restrictions on the ownership of agricultural land. This bill was introduced by Representative Wangsness, District 23, and intends to place restrictions on ownership of ag land by foreign entities that are known adversaries of the United States. This bill was assigned to the House Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee and passed out of committee with a 12-0 vote and the House by a 61-6 margin. This bill was heard before the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee and passed out of committee by a 6-0 margin and the full Senate by a vote of 30-2. This bill was signed by the House Speaker and the Senate President on February 28. The Governor signed this bill into law on March 4. This summary concludes the ninth week of the 99th legislative session. I am grateful for the SDBA member engagement this session and for the collaboration of like-minded business lobby groups we worked with all this year. Thank you very much for your time and attention this legislative session and all of your support. Until next time, have a great week.